والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Respected brothers and sisters, please accept the warmest salams from our end. It's a great honor and privilege for all of us to be spending some more minutes of time with you in order to spend time to contemplate on the du'as of the great book Sahifa Sajjadiya. As we are approaching the last few lines of the 16th du'a of Sahifa Sajjadiya, which was the supplication of Imam Zain al-Abidin when he asked release from his sins or pleaded in seeking pardon for his defects, as istaghala min dhunubihi aw tadarra'a fi talab al-'afwa an uyubi, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam gets to the part that he says, O Allah, wa adhighni halawat al-maghfira, let me taste the sweetness of forgiveness. What does that mean? A pure life where you are not worried about a future, and you are not scared about the future, and you're not carrying the sorrows of what has happened in the past. You're not having those deep sorrows that are buried within the deepest points of your soul that return back to or refer back to 70 years ago, 50 years ago, something that happened long, long, long time ago, then that's when you are experiencing true calmness. That's where you're going to start experiencing the real sweet life that we have been looking for, and we have been urging everybody else to look for it, but we were looking at it from the material dimension. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, the sweetness of life, in fact, comes with the maghfirah of Allah, being in that state of purity. Let's take a short break and we'll be back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
I'd respected brothers and sisters, one thing to mention here is that month of Ramadan is the month of mercy, is the month of forgiveness, is the month where the nights of Qadr are located in this month, are placed, are found in this month. And it's through those nights that you can build exactly what you will become in future by the weapon of dua, by the weapon of prayer, which is the silah and which is the artillery for a mu'min to be able to pray and to be able to read supplications and have a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَذِغْنِي حَلَاوَةَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. If we get to the state that we are assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven us, which the month of Ramadan can take us to that point, has forgiven us completely, how would you protect yourself from sinning again, right? وَاجْعَلْنِي وَأَذِغْنِي حَلَاوَةَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Now you know everything is clean, right? Everything has been reformatted to the scratch, right? وَأَذِغْنِي حَلَاوَةَ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. If maghfirah and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes you in the holy month of Ramadan, then that's where and when the sweetness of life can be felt. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ طَلِيقَ عَفْوِكَ وَأَتِيقَ رَحْمَتِكَ. Well, make me the freed man of your pardon. وَاجْعَلْنِي طَلِيقَ عَفْوِكَ. What does talaq mean? Divorce mean? In Farsi, divorce mean, in Arabic, divorce or the word talaq comes from talaqa. Talaqa means freeing. It means freedom, right? Taliq here, it means that you are, it's an adjective to the freedom, right? You're gonna, oh Allah, include me or place me amongst those freed men that are freed by your forgiveness, that are freed by your pardoning, right? In the other states or in the other lines, in the du'as of the month of Ramadan, you say, وَاجْعَلْنِي مَنْ أُتَقَائِكَ مَنَ النَّارِ. Same thing, right? Oh Allah, on the nights of Qadr, you have the Holy Quran open in front of you, and then you, as you're preparing to place it above your head and do the rituals of the nights of Qadr, you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, keep me or place me amongst those who have freed their neck from the hellfire, from owing to other people, from the rights of other people. That is very important. وَاجْعَلْنِي طَلِيقَ عَفْوِكَ. The af of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will bring about the true freedom. وَأَتِيقَ رَحْمَتِكَ. And the slave released by your mercy. I am atiq, right? I am a slave of my ambitions, slave of my attachments to dunya. Oh Allah, free me from that by your mercifulness. Let's take another short break and we'll be back momentarily.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, in this final portion, as we are covering the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiya, one thing I want to mention is that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, وَاكْتُبْ لِي أَمَانًا مِنْ سَخَتِكَ. And write for me a security, a safety, a release from your displeasure, which is if someone gets inflicted with the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the sakhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I think they will never ever live a true life or a sweet life in their time that they're alive in this dunya. Oh Allah, protect us from your displeasure. Oh Allah, protect us from your sakhat. وَبَشِّرْنِي بِذَلِكَ فِي الْعَاجِلِ دُونَ الْأَجَلِ بُشْرَى أَعْرِفُهَا. And give me the good news of that in the immediate, not the deferred, a good news I recognize, and what he says, وَعَرِّفْنِي فِيهَا عَلَامَةً أَنْ أَتَبَيَّنُهَا. And make known to me therein a sign which I may clearly see. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَا يَدِيقُ عَلَيْكَ فِي وُسْئِكَ. This is your akhlaq and ethics, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you do not constrain, or you will not constrain you or yourself or thee in your plenty. وَلَا يَتَكَعَدُّكَ فِي قُدْرَتِكَ. And it does not distress in your power. وَلَا يَتَسَعَدُكَ فِي أَنَتِكَ. And it ascend beyond thy lack of haste. May Allah grant us a chance and a tawfiq to know Him better and more in details, and by that, inshallah, we build a stronger community. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد